Dr. Vanook talked in my chat with him about, actually it was a case he wrote up of a patient who got TDM1 and seemed to benefit. Any thoughts about that?
Right. Also an area of interest, and there's a number of other agents that are delivering a payload along with HER2. So there's a number of things that I think there's some enthusiasm about. Actually, I think the idea is great, the antibody drug conjugates for HER2. I think TDM1, you know, it has a microtubule inhibitor that's part of the payload. And what we know is that taxanes are not particularly active in colon cancer, unlike every other tumor type, it seems. And so there is some concern, is that the right payload? There is a very active drug transporter that can spit out that payload potentially. So again, the real evidence will come in the clinic, but I am enthusiastic about the strategy, but maybe not TDM1 as the best antibody drug conjugate.
Although I think these cytotoxics that are in these antibody drug conjugates are like poisons, you know? I guess, I don't know. You wonder whether or not, you know, you can really compare taxane systemically to the way these things are given with these tubulins.
No, absolutely. And the cell line data suggests that it's not as active in colon cancer than other tumor types. But, you know, we have to take that with a grain of salt. Absolutely, there's enough rationale to get this into the clinic, kind of study it in patients, and we'll have some of that data coming, I think, in the next year.